morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. Hello, friends. I'm Stacy Ann, hanging out with you on this Tuesday. Welcome to December. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Tuesday and every day. Here to encourage, educate, engage, and empower you with news that you can use. And today is not just any day in particular. You might have heard me talk about this last week. You know, we have Thanksgiving, and then traditionally, of course, everything this year has been upended. There's no traditions that are really taking place this year except just going through the motions, I think, and trying to keep ourselves mentally attuned to what's going on at where we should be in a season. A lot of things have shifted and changed and been rearranged in each and every one of our lives, but we're trying to keep as much normalcy as we can. And typically, years past, there's been Thanksgiving, and then there's the big Black Friday, right? And everybody gets up early, at least past days. And when my kids were little, we would find wonderful deals early in the morning for Christmas and all of that. And then Saturday was Small Business Saturday, and then Monday, Cyber Monday. And after all the money's been spent, I kind of joke about that a little bit, then it's Giving Tuesday. So today is Giving Tuesday, and this year is quite a bit different, because I don't know how many people actually did Black Friday, and I don't know really if you had a chance to get out and support many of our businesses for Small Business Saturday, because a lot of businesses are closed. And then Cyber Monday, I mean, it's like there's nothing extra special about that, because a lot of people that I know have been shopping online and having it delivered to the door because of the pandemic. But here we are on Tuesday. It's Giving Tuesday. And why not show up and show out to support a fantastic cause? And I am so excited about today, because all day long we're going to be promoting this wonderful opportunity to come along with our friend Salvation Army here in Salem. And it's interesting, because here in Salem, we've had Salvation Army for many, many years. In fact, there's a picture that I pulled up online, and it's a beautiful picture of Mary Stillwell, one of the founders of Salem's Salvation Army Corps, 1886. Captain, by the way, Mary Stillwell, departs for Portland with her baby and two cadets to open the Corps on December 28th, 1886. What a great opportunity to talk about the Salvation Army and Day of Giving. And what does that look like? What can we do? Well, on our website, kslm.news, you can click on our website, and at the top it says Day of Giving. And right there, you can find the Salvation Army link to the virtual kettle here in Salem. And right now, 12 supporters have donated. They're 8% of the goal. $788 has been donated of the $10,000 goal for Day of Giving. And we're so excited to partner with Salvation Army. Now, a couple weeks ago, many of you came out to our food drive that we had, and our goal was 1,000 pounds of food. And I think we gathered over 1,100 pounds, and then certainly took some donations as well. And you guys really showed up, and that was like the first Saturday after this second major freeze and lockdown. And I'm so proud of each and every one of you that came. And I know a lot of us have been challenged this season with finances, and really we're doing our part, doing the best we can. And my challenge to each of us today, I have a $100 donation. $100 donation that will be matched up to $100. And so we're going to start out this morning with that $100. Let's see if we can get that match. Let's see if we can at least raise $100 this morning during the morning show. Are you in with me? How many? Can we get 10 people to donate $10? I think we can at least start from there. I think if we could do 1,000 pounds of food, I think we can at least do $1,000. What do you think? But let's start with this $100 match and go from there. $100 match, dollar for dollar, here in the morning show. And you just go to kslm.news and click on the donation link. And in the studio with me, I'm so excited to bring in Jennifer. And I already asked you, Jennifer, what your last name is. Go ahead and tell the audience who you are.
Good morning, Jennifer Rounseville.
Jennifer, yes. Rounseville. So glad to have you here with me this morning. Talk to us a little bit about your role at Salvation Army.
I'm the business development specialist there, and we are just really gearing up for Christmas time right now, so I'm just out spreading the news about how people can help, and so it's a perfect opportunity to share as we're doing Day of Giving today, and so just some really exciting opportunities right here in Salem.
Well, the beautiful part about the Salvation Army, and I know for years, raising my kids up and certainly growing up myself, is I know about the red kettle time of year. As soon as Thanksgiving hits, you go out and all of a sudden there's red kettles everywhere. And that's such a great reminder of charitable giving. I think it's probably one of my earliest impressions about giving to something other than what I wanted. And I was moved in talking with Jason during our food drive to learn that because of COVID, the ability to hit the community like you normally do, there are some that say, no, you can't have your kettle here this year. And I was troubled and moved. What more can we do here at the radio station at Team Up? Because of the work that you do year-round really counts on this Red Kettle campaign, doesn't it?
Absolutely. So the nice thing about the red kettles, it's such an iconic image of Christmas time. You can just picture the people ringing the bells. And we do that where we ring the bells to attract these donations and things like that. And all of the revenue that we earn stays right here in Marion and Polk County. So like you were talking about with food, that's one way we're giving back to the community. We also do things that we'll talk about later, but there's toy drives and there's also disaster services that mm-hmm. we help, emergency disaster service relief. So there's many, many ways that we help our community. And this year, as you were mentioning, it really is a challenge because due to the COVID, there's so many people who are out of work. And so the need has gone up exponentially. In fact, our corporate office had said that the need has increased by 155%.
Incredible.
And at the same time, our expected donations are expected to decline by 50%.
Mm-hmm.
So we're having to do much, much more with less. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we're here, to let the community know about this opportunity to rescue Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it. We're rescuing Christmas. And the beautiful thing is, even though we see the red kettles at Christmas and it is a part of the tradition, or has been in the past, as we're out shopping for the holidays and all of those good things, This fundraising that you do really helps you get through the rest of the year and all of the great programs that you have. And here in Salem, friends, we are really fortunate. I don't know if you know this or not, to be a city that has a Croc Center. This is something that is incredible and such a legacy and such a story. And I don't know how many people really know the story behind the Croc Center, but just the whole Salvation Army story in and of itself is incredible. And I've had the opportunity throughout all of my travels, living in Arkansas and living in South Dakota, living in Idaho, and certainly working with the homeless during an internship when I was in college in San Francisco. I know the vital role the Salvation Army plays, particularly with the food insecure, the housing insecure, those that are facing homelessness. There's just has always been an opportunity, and they don't. I'm just saying, I don't think you guys tell your story. You don't brag enough about it. So I'm going to do it for you this morning, Jennifer, because I know people that have been rescued from their lights being turned off, their electricity, through your assistance there with those kinds of things, housing, all of those things that come alongside. But you can't do it if you don't have the donations. Mm-hmm. And that's the beauty of working together. And so giving to charity, there are reasons why people give to charity. And one of them is it just makes you feel good, you know, to know that you're helping someone else. And I always say, when you start having a bummed mood or a pity party, sometimes I say, the best thing you can do is give to somebody else. It's a mood booster. And then, you know, when you think about why people give, there are a lot of reasons why people give. And a lot of it is to impact a legacy bigger than them, something bigger than them. And so we're going to be talking about that as we move through today and encouraging you to go to our website, kslm.news. Can you give $10? Can you give $25? A one-time gift? How about a monthly gift? We encourage you to donate now. You can go to kslm.news on our website, click on Day of Giving, and right there it'll take you to the Red Kettle in Salem. So Jennifer, here in Salem, is there any kind of numbers on how many people served, or any way you can give me any idea of maybe some of the programs that are offered through the service at Salvation Army?
You bet. Lots of different ways that we help. One is recently with Emergency Disaster Services, and then we served over 10,000 meals during that time. And that's right here, just up the river at the Beachy Creek Fire. So that is, just one of the ways. Some other interesting statistics. So last year with our Toy and Joy program, it was over 5,000 children that we helped serve with Christmas toys and just bringing those joys. And as you were talking about raising money, I love that challenge for the $100. That $100 would equal 42 hot meals.
Whoa.
Can you imagine the joy that would bring is
incredible.
That hot meals? And boy, I tell you, just yesterday I was up helping out at Mill City and providing these hot meals for people who've just recently lost their homes. And as you were talking about, why do we give? And my goodness, what we are able to give, it just comes back tenfold. Like, your heart is full of just gratitude and joy as you help these people who really are so grateful for the assistance. And it's fantastic to hear their stories.
The particular challenge of the wildfire, we've had FEMA in and we've had different support systems in to talk about the challenge. And we have some very, very hardy people filled with grit, pioneer spirits, where it's very difficult. They've made their way, they've done well, and had a pretty good life. And for them to receive charity, for them to admit that they need that kind of help has been a little bit of a challenge and a roadblock for some to get the resources to the people that need it. And yet that's why exactly what it's there for. And so I've heard great effort in Mill City with the churches, with the community coming out and really loving on those people who are trying to get their lives back together. It's a particularly difficult thing to even fathom, not having your house and sometimes your work too, if people worked at home, and having all of that upended. So that's great to hear about the food effort there.
Absolutely. And that's one of the things I love about the Salvation Army is the partnerships. As you were mentioning, there's different churches that have let us come and use their parking lot up there in Mill City. And just some neat partnerships
and relationships, even out of the tragedy, some really silver lining things happening through all of this. And you can be a part of it, friends. We appreciate you giving today. Day of Giving right here. KSLM partnering with Salvation Army. We can make a difference. We'll be back after this. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Trusting you're having a fantastic first day of December. If it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you. I didn't get an alert to anybody particularly to wish a happy birthday, but I know I've got some right around the corner. Yes, indeed. We got some friends in the next few days that have some birthdays, so be prepared to get a little birthday shout out to you, and you know who you are. Just giving you a little fair warning. So right today, we have 34 degrees here at the KSLM studio. And I want to let you know, as my kids would say, it's a little froggy out there. Yes, it's foggy outside. So please plan accordingly and be careful if you're out there driving right now as the sun's coming up. And I just, it's interesting. Fall morning is what it is. And we will warm up to about 47 degrees today. Going through towards the weekend, it looks like temperatures remaining in the mid 40s to maybe 50 degrees, not quite, but partly cloudy, no rain expected till the first part of next week. So that's kind of good news. And it was fun yesterday. When I got done here at the studio, I went home and I checked the mail and there were other people at the mailbox and were like, oh my gosh, our son, we better enjoy this while it's out, you know, and they're like, get prepared because there'll be lots of days here where there won't be any sunshine. I'm like, yep, I'm in Oregon. I'm prepared for that. And so it's the beauty of being back here. And the other beauty about being back here in Oregon is I am so impressed, friends. I have to say, I'm so impressed with you all. I'm impressed with your charitable giving. You care. You write me. You tell me. You give me feedback. You care about this community. And certainly we talk every day about what's going on politically. We talk about how we can stay engaged and stay involved. And it's really important that we all rally together with our time, treasure, and talent to make this community the best that it can be. And we know we have some factors going on right now, certainly some things that are out of our control that's happening with the freeze and the lockdown. And still, beside all of that, we're still doing what we can do to impact our neighbors. And I love that. And I've got Jennifer in the studio with me, Salvation Army. We are doing the Red Kettle. We're teaming together. And I want to say thank you to those of you that are donating. We have a donate link on our website, KSLM.news. You can see Day of Giving. You can give right there to the campaign. The overall campaign for the Red Kettle here in Salem is $10,000. We have a $100 matching gift, so every dollar given up to $100 will be matched. And so far, you can do that. And is there a phone number if someone, I have some listeners that don't even go on the website and they're wanting to know, they want to give.
Absolutely. So the phone number you can call the Salvation Army Croc Center, and that number is 503-566-5762. So again, 503-566-5762.
Perfect. And so when we talk about time, treasure, and talent, if someone maybe they're challenged or they're on a budget, you know, and some kind of income that really doesn't flexible, that's not flexible, it's, you know, but they have lots of time. How can someone donate their time to Salvation Army?
Volunteers matter so much. That is one way that we're able to stretch our dollars and maximize the money that we do have. And each person who's volunteering helps us to serve one more person that we otherwise wouldn't have been able to help. So there's so many different ways to volunteer with the Salvation Army. My favorite is ring the bells at Christmas time. And there are so many opportunities if you can't give of your money to be able to ring the bells and stand in front of one of the stores. Maybe you have 2 hours that you want to give, or maybe you'd like to make a habit of it and do it every other day for a week, or maybe even 2 weeks at Christmas time. It's so much fun to see the community. And of course, we're being very careful this year with, you know, not spreading anything, but wearing masks and things like that. But it is so fun to see our community in person, and people can donate. One of the challenges this year is there's fewer brick and mortar stores.
Mm-hmm.
And then also consumers are carrying less cash. So we want to really draw as much attention to those red kettles that we do have to really maximize those locations.
Well, and that's why I love this virtual red kettle.
Absolutely.
Love this idea. I remember I ran for many years a pregnancy help center, a nonprofit, and we did baby bottles every year to collect change. And we did a virtual baby bottle campaign for those that didn't carry change. And I love this virtual red kettle. I'm looking at it right now on the website.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to our website at kslm.news, click on the link Day of Giving, and right there you'll see it too. And it's really fun. You can see someone's hand putting in a dollar or two in the kettle. And so we're encouraging you, if you want to give of your time, there's still opportunity as well for you to volunteer. We've got positions at Red Kettles where you're still able to. And that was the part that really grabbed my heart. Mm-hmm. We met Jason at the food drive a couple weeks ago, and he said, yes, it's really kind of a challenge because some of the places are not allowing us to have the Red Kettle out there. And I'm like, what? We've got to do something. And I think this morning we can raise at least $100. Maybe we can buy tenfold up to $1,000. Friends, we would love to have your support. Will you please donate today at $10? We have a match up to $100 right now going for the morning show. And so, you know, if we had 10 of us at $10, we certainly can do that. And what did you say, $100 or even $200? What does that do?
$100 equals 42 hot meals. So can you imagine the impact of even $10 or $100 or if you feel generous, even $1,000, whatever you're feeling led. And if that's not the option, like we talked about, maybe volunteering is really a fun way to experience that Christmas joy.
And the phone number, too, because I know we have listeners that don't really go on the web or do email or anything like that. You can give them a call at 503-566-5762. And the website, if you want to go directly to the Salvation Army website, is that the SalemCrockCenter.org? Is that the good website for them to go to?
That one, or if they wanted to give right to the donation, mm-hmm. that's RedKettleSalem.org. And
oh,
that's
I love
all
it.
One word. So RedKettleSalem.
Okay. Well, this is exciting. We're having a fun morning learning more about the Salvation Army right here in Salem. It's certainly something that's been around for 134 years. Oh, my goodness. I think there's some voters out there that have voted that we're 134 years. Yes, we're having fun this morning. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann. Enjoying this first day of December. It's Giving Tuesday. Thank you for tuning in today. And I just want to remind you, we're highlighting Salvation Army today because that is something that is close to my heart and certainly been very active in our community for 134 years. But you may have a charity that's close to your heart. And my encouragement to you is to do something today. Give to that charity that moves you and do something special for them because they need the encouragement today. And I love this little saying. You have not lived today until you have done something for someone who can never repay you. That's a powerful statement, John Bunyan. We are here to get today with Jennifer in the studio, Salvation Army. And I'm looking, Jennifer, at the Salvation Army, just USA.org page. And it says the mission. And I love your little slogan, doing the most good. And oftentimes, one of the things I've been accused of in my life since a very young age is that I'm a do-gooder. You do-gooder. And I love that statement, do-gooder. But it's with heart. I want to impact the community for good and given our time, treasure, and talent to things that help others. And I love what the Salvation Army's mission statement says. The Salvation Army, an international movement, is an evangelical part of the Universal Christian Church. Its message is based on the Bible. Its ministry is motivated by the love of God. Its mission is to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and to meet human needs in His name without discrimination. And what a powerful, powerful statement. Now, remind us, and maybe there's people who don't know, how did this all get started way back in the 1800s?
Oh, such a special story. In 1865, the founder, William Booth, was in London, England. And as he looked around his town, boy, there was some tragic times. And people were in poverty, and they were hungry. And there was nobody who was really going and trying to help those people at the time. And so William Booth went right there to where the bars were and drunk people and prostitutes. And he stood on the street corner there. And then he realized a very basic thing, that you can't bring joy and talk about ways of improving your life if the person is starving. And so right there and then he said, first things first, we need to feed and take care of their most basic needs. And that is the basic foundation of why the Salvation Army likes to provide food and make sure that people's needs are being met. And we do that without discrimination. Like I said, back in 1865, you know, William Booth went right up to the people and he didn't care if they were alcoholics or, you know, what was going on in their life. But he just wanted to help bring joy into their life. And so here, all these years later, it spread from London, England, and then international movement, and then right here in Salem, Oregon, as we talked about earlier, in 1886. So a 134-year legacy. And that brings us right up to today. And I just remember a story from last year at Christmas. And a mother who was coming in, and we have this really amazing program where they are able to select their toys for their child from a table. So then that way it's really special. And I just remember she had her little child with her, and just the joy of that look on their face, and to think that all those years ago something started, and then here it's relevant right here in Salem. And so that different ways of giving, and we're just here today to encourage you to really be a part of this way of spreading joy and cheer and giving back to our community, because my goodness, so many people in need, and it's such a relevant situation that we're in right now, is just like it was back in 1865.
When we did our, I love this story, and when I did the food drive a couple weeks ago there at Safeway on Center Street, thank you Safeway, by the way, and Patty and your team for allowing us to be there. When we did the food drive, I was moved by a man who shared his story. He had shared how he had an addiction issue and it was living on the streets right here in Salem. And then oftentimes he would get assistance from Salvation Army. And he realized that as he went through his sobriety and getting better, and now he's in the helping field himself, he realized that food drives like us right there in the grocery store and collecting all of that in the Red Kettle, that benefited him. You know, so oftentimes the people receiving in the middle of crisis, they don't realize exactly where it's coming from. They just know it's meeting their need and helping their tummy or keeping the lights on at the moment. But down the road, and when they come through the other side of that crisis, what's so incredible in talking with him is now he's helping others. And he was just there getting groceries, because that's where he goes to the grocery store, and he was moved. And so he went and bought a few extras, and he donated back in the barrel for someone else. And the gift keeps giving forward, keeps paying it forward. And and that's really an opportunity that we have, friends. I know I can tell you stories of times, even when I was a single mom, I didn't know what was going to happen. And I said a prayer and God answered it in miraculous ways. And you can be that answer to prayer to someone today by giving a donation, by stepping up. And we have $100 matching right now. If we had 10 of us giving $10, you know, four of us giving $25, we would meet that match, and we would love to have you partner with us. And again, you can go to kslm.news, and right there at the top, we've put a little link where you can hit Day of Giving. Today is the Day of Giving, and you're going to hear this. You're going to see it on social media all over, Day of Giving, where you give to charities. The beautiful thing about Salvation Army, you said, Jennifer, that the money, Polk and Marion County, this is impacting Polk and Marion County, right?
Absolutely. All of the kettle donations stay right in their community, which is so nice.
And how long have you been with Salvation Army yourself?
I've been there for 6.5 years, so the time just flies. And I always love Christmas time. It's such a special time of year, and so it's quite the tradition with our kettles and the toy drives and things like that.
Talk to us a little bit about how Salvation Army is organized. I know that in smaller communities that I lived in, there's like a captain and there's a, you know, it's kind of like an army. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So the different, like if you have a captain or a major, it has to do with years of service that they've been with the Salvation Army. And then a corps is the church, the local church. So you might have heard that word before. And as we mentioned, it's an international movement. So it's exciting because there's the church part of it. There's social services. As we mentioned, there's also the Croc Center, which is a community center with swimming pools and fitness and things like that. So that is an amazing branch that's under it. And then also we were talking about there's the adult rehabilitation centers. And so then those are funded through our donation centers. So some of people might have seen the places where they would go. We have one right here on Lancaster. You know, and you would buy different things. So then the money raised from that helps adult rehabilitation centers. So people suffering from addiction.
So in other words, friends, when you when you're going to buy that nice used item. Yes. What did you call it? I just call it a thrift store. You call it a beautiful donation center. Is that what you called it? Oh, I love, and we haven't talked near enough about this on my on this show, but that's something I love looking for treasures, but I mostly talk about on the show that it's people, but I love repurposing and looking for repurposed treasure. In fact, when we moved here, almost a year ago in January, we didn't bring any furniture with us. We set up our home with repurpose, and I got to know this little spot here on Lancaster. And I think it's a great place, one, for people to donate their items to. If you're cleaning out those, you know, maybe you're on your break here at Christmas, you're cleaning out your clothes, you're going to rearrange some things or buy some new furniture for Christmas or whatever. What a great place to gift. And you're saying everything, all the funds raised from those centers then go to help again. What do they help with?
It's called adult rehabilitation centers. And so that would be helping people who are suffering from addictions.
Okay.
So it's amazing how many different programs there are and ways that we're helping our community. Like you mentioned, the utilities help. That's one thing that our Red Kettle support. And so just so many different programs. And of course, food boxes, especially during this time with COVID. Those have been very, very popular. And people have really appreciated, especially over the holidays with Thanksgiving, coming and getting a food box.
Well, when you think about the return on investment, and a lot of times I think our donations even, we're hearing a lot of that more and more. On we want to see how effective our money, our donations are in our community. And when you say for $100 that'll feed 42, that is pretty good. I know you can't go through McDonald's and feed 42 for $100 or any of the other In-N-Out Burger, some of these other places that are in the community. And that's phenomenal.
Absolutely.
And how you've been up at the fires, you've been helping in Mill City, you've been helping with families in that area too.
Yes.
When the fires broke out, were you guys like on the ground, boots on the ground, or how did that all work?
That was amazing. Right off the bat, we were helping provide meals over at the Salem Fairgrounds area. And so then immediately within the first, oh my goodness, I would say week or two, it was over 10,000 meals that we had provided. And then, as I mentioned before, we're still continuing at a smaller capacity now, but we're still driving our cantina up the road and helping with lunches and dinners in Mill City and Lyons.
That's incredible. We're going to continue the conversation. If you want to call in, maybe you have a story, or maybe you want to pledge, we'll take your phone call as well. Join the conversation, 503-589-1220. Day of Giving right here, KSLM News, Talk Radio, and Salvation Army. We'll be back.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hi,
Hi, I'm Stacy Ann, and I want to say thank you to Bill Sunderland, Country Financial Sunderland Agency, for being a morning show sponsor. If you are interested in finding out about insurance, maybe it's that time of year you want to get a new quote, you know, to compare. Maybe you've gotten some rate increase on your insurance. I encourage you to give Bill a call. Certainly, at the end of the year, if you're looking about what to do with your finances and saving money, Bill's there for you. Give him a call, 503-885-0789, or you can find him at SunderlandAgency.com. We're talking about Day of Giving today, and we're excited to partner with Salvation Army. And, you know, it's interesting to see online, I did a little research just to kind of talk about charity and what is charity and why do we give and what motivates people to give. And we, earlier in the segments, we talked a little bit about, you know, when, especially if we're feeling kind of, I call it having a pity party or navel gaze, if we're feeling sorry for ourselves, if we're feeling bummed about all the things that are going on right now, there's more than enough things to get us in that place pretty quickly. The best way to turn that around is start looking at what others around you, their needs, and you do start getting an attitude of gratitude, and it's fun to watch that switch flip, in a sense. And there is something good about helping one another. And the hard part about what we've been experiencing with COVID is the fact that we've all been on lockdown and we've been isolated from one another. And if you're looking like you want to, you have some time here in the next few weeks, we really want to encourage you to donate some of your time. And if you're in a place where you're feeling good about your health and you're wanting to see people, maybe you're a people person like me and you're just like, I know you can't hug everybody, but you can at least give them a wink, right? Because we can't even smile under the mask unless you have a mask like mine, which is clear. And I'm just smiling away at everybody, you know, and it's fun because you're learning to look at their eyes and see that they're smiling back at you through your eyes. I encourage you to get involved. And Jennifer, what is the phone number if someone wanted to call and volunteer?
You bet. You'd want to call the Salem Croc Center. And that number is 503-566-5762.
Perfect. And I encourage you, we were talking about this during the break, if you have a Bible study group, you have a group from your church, you have a group that you haven't even really been together in a while, why not come together and do something effective for Salvation Army, right, Jennifer?
Absolutely. And there's two great opportunities for groups. A lot of times people, maybe they have a business and they want to wear their logoed t-shirts. And then that way the community sees, oh, that organization is helping the Salvation Army. Mm-hmm. So it's a great way to get the word out maybe about your company or, you know, different groups that we were talking about. It's a fun way to be able to see each other too. Mm-hmm. So that's a really neat thing. Two different opportunities. The toy drive, that takes a lot of volunteers. So if you're interested in that one, you can also call the Croc Center and say, hey, I've got a group of people who want to help out. And then we're doing that over several more days because of social distancing and things like that. So there's lots of different days. They can give you more information on that. And then also that we've been talking about with the bell ringing. So then that's another great way where you can wear your logoed t-shirt. And again, people going in and out of those stores like Walmart. So mm-hmm. very popular here in the Salem area. We're up in Woodburn too. So then that's a great way that you can help give back to the community, and lots of fun.
I love it. And the neat thing about this, for those of us that don't carry a lot of change these days or cash, at Walmart, when you go to the point of purchase, they'll ask you if you want to round up, and that stays here locally.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm so excited about that. We're going to bring up on the phone, I believe we have our friend Baron. Good morning, Baron. How are you today?
Good morning.
Thank you for joining the conversation.
Well, when I heard who you had with you, I just had to call in because 3 years ago was when this crazy kicking cancer thing started, and it actually started out at the Croc Center.
Fantastic.
We had a chance to bring Tracy Berry down, and she did a news interview. So we have a big place in our heart for the Croc Center and Salvation Army. Oh. Captain Dan was out there at the time, and he let us use their beautiful, beautiful room for our very first seminar.
Incredible.
That is fun. It's great to hear your voice, Baron.
You too. We were at their wellness fair last year with a booth there. And so we love the Croc Center. We love the Salvation Army and all they do. And while you were at your Saturday market last week, Kicking Cancer made a $100 donation. And anyone who will match that will get a Kicking Cancer t-shirt.
Oh, fantastic.
That's awesome.
Fantastic. We certainly appreciate, Baron, how you network with the community. And I do agree with you that Croc Center is something pretty special. We're very fortunate in this area to have a Croc Center. I don't know how many there are across the country. Not very many of them. How many?
Let's see. I believe it's 26.
Incredible.
So, and we're one of one in the state of Oregon. So right here in Salem, that's amazing.
It's a real advantage. And if I encourage folks, I don't know what the status is of the Croc Center right now. Is it completely shut down?
It's closed right now, yes.
Mm-hmm. And I encourage people when it reopens, if you're not familiar with what a Croc Center is, it's a community center. And it's located where in Salem?
We're off of Bill Fry Drive, easy to get to from I-5. You would just take I-5 to Portland Road, mm-hmm. and then it's right there. But swimming pools and event space, cardio equipment, and especially with the New Year coming up, and mm-hmm. then hopefully we'll be back open then, but
yes.
Or even earlier, hopefully. But just a fun way to fitness and fun and friendship.
And it sounds like community rooms, meeting
Absolutely.
Places, all of that kind of thing.
Yes.
And so we need to continue to partner. Thank you, Baron, so much for your encouragement this morning. And I love the t-shirt idea. Again, tell us what the matching challenge is.
So Kicking Cancer gave a $100 donation to this campaign that that Salvation Army is doing. And anyone who matches that, anyone who will do a $100 donation, we'll get a Kicking Cancer t-shirt, color of your choice.
I love it. I love it. So we're...
And the link, by the way, the link to that article is still available. I sent it to you, Stacy. But
okay.
The great thing is Channel 8 News in Portland, the very first few seconds is the outside of the Croc Center. So
I love it.
Wonderful exposure in Portland back then.
Fantastic. Well, it's all about working together and impacting our community for good. Thank you, Baron. You have a great day.
Thank you, guys. Keep up the good work, Jennifer.
Take care. Thanks so much.
And that really is part of it, Jennifer, is it's about networking for a greater good in our community. And I appreciate what you are doing in your capacity to develop and to build those relationships in the community. And it is rewarding, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yes.
You go to bed at night with a smile, don't you?
Definitely. Yes, absolutely.
We are having so much fun. It's the day of giving, and this is a joy-filled day for me because I love being a blessing to all that I come in contact with, and I can tell Jennifer is the same way. We're both over here smiling into the microphone, and no one can see us, really. It's a fun day. We're going to continue into hour two. Thank you for those of you that are donating. Go to kslm.news, Day of Giving link. There you can give to the virtual Red Kettle. And certainly we're raising up volunteers as well. We'll be back in next hour talking more, telling more stories. Stay tuned. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this terrific Tuesday, the first day of December. We'll be back after this.